They'll fight to the end. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's what Ukraine's president says after his forces in Mariupol refused to surrender to the Russians, despite warnings that they would be eliminated if they chose not to lay down their arms. Meanwhile, in Kyiv, Volodymyr Zelensky told CNN State of the Union he would welcome a visit from President Biden.
Do you want President Biden to come here?
Yes.
Are there any plans for him to come?
I think he will. I think he will.
Last week, the White House says it's not currently planning a trip by the president to Ukraine. Prayers for Ukraine and for others around the world who are suffering. During his Easter message, Pope Francis called for a peaceful end to all armed conflicts. He called the destruction in Ukraine senseless and cruel. The suspect who caused panic in the New York City subway system last week had a presence on the internet.
I think social media must step up. There's a corporate responsibility. When we are watching hate brew online, we can identify using artificial intelligence and other methods to identify those who are talking about violence.
Mayor Eric Adams on ABC's This Week, 10 people were shot during the morning commute and a total of 29 people were injured. Frank James was arrested more than 24 hours later. A mass shooting in Pittsburgh has left two people dead, and police say nine others are hurt. The gunfire broke out during a party last night at an Airbnb property where some people jumped from windows to escape the bullets. Investigators who have recovered about 50 shell casings say there was shooting inside and outside. About 200 people attended the party. Many of them were minors. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Recent polls have been tough on President Biden, and Republicans believe they know why.
It's the wasteful, irresponsible spending that has led to higher prices and inflation. It's the irresponsible actions of this president along the border that has led to an immigration and a fentanyl crisis.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Fox News Sunday, the White House believes investments in America as outlined in the Build Back Better plan will bring down soaring inflation and help families. Another weapons test by North Korea has much of the world paying attention.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un claims the missile test was successful and will boost the efficiency of the country's nuclear weapons. Analysts in South Korea say more missile tests from North Korea could take place in the coming weeks.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The U.S. and South Korea plan to conduct joint military drills this week. The North views those exercises as hostile. The luck of the leprechaun wasn't with everyone having a bowl of cereal.
General Mills Lucky Charms now being investigated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration after dozens of customers complained of falling ill after eating it. Today, the FDA announced over 100 complaints related to Lucky Charms have been submitted so far this year. Several hundred others complained on a site called IWasPoisoned.com, complaining of symptoms like nausea and other stomach flu-like symptoms. In a statement, General Mills says a company-backed investigation hasn't found any evidence that the cereal is linked to the illnesses and encourages consumers to report complaints directly to the company. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
It's just about that time to file your taxes. The federal deadline is tomorrow, and the IRS is expected to receive tens of millions of last-minute electronic filings. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.